Welcome to Managing MDS. I'm Dr. Alan Liss, and I'm live at the 61st Annual ASH Conference in Orlando, Florida. Today, I'll be reviewing the findings presented during an oral session, which reported on the assessment of longer-term efficacy and safety in the Phase 3 randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled MEDALIST trial of luspatercept to treat anemia in patients with IPSSR very low, low, or intermediate risk disease with ring sideroblasts, who required red blood cell transfusions. So this trial really is positioned for patients who had failed what we consider erythroid-stimulating agents, or ESAs. In this situation, the alternatives for treatment are treatment with a hypomethylating agent or lenalidomide. And each of those have a response rate less than 30%. So in this trial, patients were randomized who had previously received ESAs to treatment with luspatercept or placebo. It was a 2-to-1 randomization, and patients in this trial had lower risk MDS that were transfusion dependent, but specifically had one specific WHO subset, and that's MDS with ring sideroblasts. Those patients were then, upon randomization, treated with an injection every 3 weeks, and the dose could be escalated twice during that period of time. The assessment of response was done after 24 weeks and again at 48 weeks. And the major endpoint for this trial was transfusion independence for 8 weeks or longer. The results of the study showed at the 24-week mark that approximately 38% of patients achieved transfusion independence for 8 weeks or longer with luspatercept. In placebo, that corresponding number was approximately 13%. However, what's interesting in that study, even though only about 40% of those people who achieved transfusion independence for 8 weeks remained transfusion-free at 1 year, many of those patients would have recurring intervals of transfusion independence and then ultimately receive another transfusion. A secondary endpoint of this study was a major reduction in transfusions. This was a heavily transfused population of patients, receiving on average about 5 units of blood or more every 8 weeks. So for those heavily transfused patients, that alternative response of a transfusion reduction required 4 units or greater reduction. For those people that were less transfused, in other words, receiving less than 4 units in 8 weeks, they had to achieve transfusion independence as well as a 1 gram rise in hemoglobin. Overall, with that combined assessment, 48% of people achieved a major or a minor erythroid response in that study with luspatercept, compared to just 15% of patients that were receiving the placebo. What's more important, if you looked at recurring cumulative responses over the whole 48-week period, that median duration of benefit of response was about 62 weeks. And in fact, about 2/3 of people that were receiving luspatercept, those major erythroid responses and minor erythroid responses lasted over 92 weeks. So what we've learned from this is that it has a major impact on transfusion burden, and it can last for well over a year or more. So I think what we've learned about this trial is that this agent, when and if it is approved by the FDA, would position itself for patients who have MDS with ring sideroblasts who have failed treatments with ESAs in the past. The good news is we expect that the FDA will rule favorably, probably within the early part of next year. Luspatercept was approved for the treatment of beta thalassemia just a few months ago, so we know that the FDA sees this as a safe drug, and once they rule on efficacy, I hope that we'll have this available in our treatment arsenal perhaps next year. Thank you.